My name is Joshua, and I converted to Islam in 2005 when I chose the name Mahdi for my Islamic name. I was very interested in different cultures and religions and new things that you cannot find in a country like Germany. I had a friend who was from Pakistan who owned a shop. One day in the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, I was invited by him to his mosque. When I came to that mosque, there were several leaflets and books, also a few Qurans, which I looked at. And one Quran that I found was translated to German. When I started reading the Quran, it made me a lot calmer. I thought to myself, if you accept the hereafter, and if you accept the, if you accept that there's one God, and that there has to be a God, then why don't you want to convert to Islam? My first experience of fasting was not in the month of Ramadan, but it was in the month of Rajab, which comes before Ramadan. I started my fast, and I couldn't do it. I had to break the fast in the afternoon at around 3 or 4 o'clock because it was so hot and it was so difficult for me to fast without drinking. I was not even hungry, but the heat and the fact that I didn't drink anything for almost 12 or 11 hours was pretty difficult for me, and it made me break my fast on that day. But I remember the first day of Ramadan in the same year, I did the whole month of Ramadan.
Ramadan is the ninth month of the lunar Islamic calendar. The visual sighting of the crescent moon signals the beginning of Ramadan, which lasts 29 to 30 days. In this month, Muslims fast from dawn till dusk and are encouraged to dedicate a portion of their day to prayer, reading their holy book, the Quran, and reflection. Iran's holy city of Qom has been a hub for Islamic schools and scholars for centuries. The Faizieh School is the most important Islamic school in the world and one of the oldest in Iran. Many prominent scholars of Islam studied here and are now teaching here themselves. Many of them have been influential in interpreting the Quran.
Quran Majid miguyad kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala allatheena min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Dar in aye kuta hame chiz bayan shud. Avval in mifarmayad vajib ast bar shoma rooze mah Ramazan dar adyan sabeqan bude kama kutiba ala allatheena min qablikum. بنابراین تاریخچه روزداری اجمالاً در این آیه بیان شد. بعدم نتیجهشو میگه لعلکم تتقون، روح تقوا رو در شما زنده میکنه.
Fasting is practiced in other religions like Christianity and Judaism as well.
Fast is just about going without.
Yvonne Ridley is an activist who has reverted to Islam.
Of course, there is fasting in Christianity, but it's more symbolic now. Both Moses and Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and we're told that they went without food and water. It was really quite a marathon. Christians in the run-up to their Easter go through a period of fasting called Lent, in which they give up something. Quite often it's something like cigarettes or chocolate, so it's quite symbolic, and it's not the daily test that Muslims put themselves through by simply not eating, not drinking, avoiding confrontational situations, having no physical sexual contact and the like.
Layla is an American living in Iran who converted to Islam years ago. She says Islam gave her life direction.
At the time, I was actually searching for a purpose in life, a goal, a direction in life. I knew that Christianity, I was Christian, didn't give me the answers that I really wanted. It wasn't specific enough for me. I wanted something that gave me a reason for why we're here, a purpose. And I liked Islam because it is the most complete religion, and there is a rule or a prescription or a goal for everything you do, an explanation. And that suited what I was looking for.
When Muslims fast, they refrain from eating and drinking all the daylight hours. For a first-time faster, this is a challenging experience, especially when they have to go to work as usual, rain or shine.
Basically, for me, it was a very strange experience. It was sort of exciting, but a little bit difficult to start with, because as you're first starting to fast, you've never really experienced this, not having this ability to, not being allowed to eat or drink anything all day long. So it was a very unique experience the first year. I was wondering at the beginning, I had a doubt if I would be able to actually fast that, because it was more like late summer, fall, and I had a doubt as well I would be able to fast the number of hours, because I hadn't ever done it before. And after the first two or three days of adjusting to it, you realize that it's very easy, and you actually look forward to fasting. So it was a little bit of excitement, apprehension a little bit. Can I do this? Can I not do this? How does everybody else do it in a warm climate? You know, just a lot of questions for me to start with for the first time. But as the days went by and you get into this routine, you realize how easy that Allah makes it for you when you fast. It's not difficult, and you learn for the right reasons.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. O my Allah, for thee I fast, and the food thou givest me, I break the fast, and I rely on thee.
There are certain things a person who is fasting must not do, but they are only the physical aspects of what's going on within the person's heart and mind.
از خوردن پرهیز کنه، از آشامیدن پرهیز کنه، از صرف رو بردن زیر آب پرهیز کنه. میتونه خودشو بشوره، زیر دوش رفتن اشکال نداره، اما سر توی آب فرو بردن اشکال داره. از رفتار جنسی پرهیز کنه.
در حدیث داریم اذا صمت فلیصم سمعک و بصرک و شعرک، خیلی مهمه، و لسانک و رجلک. وقتی روزه میگیری چشمت روزه باشه، گوشت روزه باشه، پاد روزه باشه، زبانت روزه باشه.
سنخ تربیت روح با سنخ تربیت تن فرق داره. سنخ تربیت تن بهداشت طبیعی میخواد، سنخ تربیت روح بهداشت روحی و تجردی میخواد. یعنی انسانی متکامل است که فرشتوار باشد، به فرشته تشبه داشته باشد، مسلط بر خور و خوابش باشه، مسلط بر شهواتش باشه، مسلط بر تقاضاها و غرایز جنسی و انس حیوانی خودش باشه. و این امکان نداره مگر با تمرین.
In Islamic countries, the fasting month is a national event, and everyone's in the Ramadan spirit. Naturally, this makes fasting more enjoyable and not eating or drinking more tolerable. But in secular countries, it might be more difficult to fast. Europe has more than 44 million Muslims, and the Americas has around 5 million.
I started my fasting at 4 o'clock in the morning, and of course my family they are going to be hungry at 12 or 1 and they are going to want to eat their lunch. So in a way it's quite difficult, especially when you are not used to it, to see people eating in front of you and you yourself having to wait. But I think in Islamic, in un-Islamic countries, one thing that converts habit to is that they see all these things happening. They see the most un-Islamic things happening in their countries, in their homes, in their cities. That once they have it, it is easier for them to do a fasting compared to a person who was born a Muslim in an Islamic country or un-Islamic country. So, yeah, people get used to that. People get used to it, to see people in the streets drinking ice-cold water or eating delicious foods and you're fasting.
It's quite a difficult time for converts to Islam in the West. Very often their families don't support them, are almost hostile to their reversion to Islam. And because there is so much excitement to the build-up for most Muslims, sometimes converts can get forgotten about. And so they have to cope on their own. And it can be quite a difficult time for Muslims.
Muslims don't only fast during Ramadan. Some also fast voluntarily on the 13th, 14th and 15th of Rajab, the seventh month of the lunar Islamic calendar. In these 3 days, Muslims spend 3 days in the mosque praying. It's a form of spiritual retreat called i'tikaf that the Holy Quran and Hadith recommend.
اعتکاف ماه رجب که این هم برداشت میشه از احادیث خدمت شما عرض شود که میتونه برای معتکفین آمادگی فراهم کنه برای ماه مبارک رمضان.
This year lots of students came to the mosque in the University of Tehran to perform their 3-day i'tikaf.
انسان انقدر توی این پیچ و خم زندگی اجتماعی قرار میگیره که گاهی اوقات یادش میره که برای چی اومدی این دنیا.
اعتکافم محفلی برای خودسازیه. آدم میتونه توی مجالس خودش رو بیشتر بشناسه.
یه 3 روز با خداییم. یه 3 روز تو خونه خداییم. 3 روز راز و نیاز میکنیم با خدا.
این مسجد اینجا دومین بارم. کلاً اعتکاف 4 روز بارم.
اعتکاف یعنی دل بکنی از دنیا دیگه. بیا یه خورده خودتو بسازی. میشه خودسازی.
خب اعتکاف به هر حال یه به اصطلاح تصفیه روحانیه که انسان باعث میشه که انسان یه تخلیه‌ای داشته باشه از گناهان، بتونه خودشو پاکسازی کنه برای ادامه زندگی.
احساس میکنم یک معنویت خاصی تو این مجالس هست که بچه ها رو واقعا ترغیب میکنن که بیان توی این مجالس شرکت کنن.
اولین بارمه که اومدم واسه اعتکاف، برای اینکه بیشتر به خدا نزدیک بشم، یه فرصتی باشه با خدا خلوت کنم و یاد گذشته هم بیافتم.
شکر خدا تو مسجد دانشگاه تهران ثبت نامی که انجام شد، ظرف 2-3 روز خدمت ما عرض کنم که حدود 3000 متقاضی ما داشتیم که همه جوان هستند، قالب برای بار اول هست و قالبشون دانشجو و استاد هستند. این نشون میده، حالا این یک نمونه است، دانشگاه دیگر هم همینطور تقاضا هست. مساجد سطح شهر رو هم شما نگاه کنید، جوانهای دیگر، حالا دانش آموز و سنین و صنوف دیگر هم این استقبال رو در اعتکاف دارند. شکر خدا.
There is also a social aspect to fasting. Community spirit and unity are an important part of Ramadan. Millions of people stop eating at one precise moment and start eating again with the sound of the azan. People give alms to the poor and visit family and friends in the holy month to break their fast together.
یک جهت فلسفه ماه رمضان از اینه که سرمایه‌دارها پولدارها یه مقداری به درد دل بیچارگان برسن بدونن گرسنگی اونها چگونه است. این ماه رمضان که روزه میگیرن قهرن گرسنه که میشن یاد فقرا میفتن رقت قلب برشون میگه پس چقدر خوبه که ما برای اونها هم یه خدمتی بکنیم. در یک بعد مسئله اجتماعیت که محبت و مودت بین طبقات ایجاد کنه و طبقات رو با هم نزدیک کنه، همین که آقایون میگن اختلاف طبقات اختلاف طبقات، پس یک حکمت فلسفه برش کنی اختلاف رو ور میداره. یعنی که نه در ماه رمضان غنی و فقیر همه در کنار هم روزه میگیرن، یعنی که نه او دیگه نمیتونه بگه آقا بنده چنینم شما چنانی.
I think Islam gives us this opportunity to fast once a year to increase that awareness, that heightened sense of your neighbors and community and society, and that ability to help others becomes more aware during Ramadan, because then we begin to feel what sometimes our neighbors are feeling, whereas we may be so busy the rest of the year that we're not aware of that, or we take it with a grain of salt, as we would say. We know it's there, we know it exists, but we still go on with our daily lives.
It is a time for great reflection, and it's a time when you think of brothers and sisters across the world and how they spend their Ramadan and how they spend their fasting. And of course, for a large section of the Ummah, hunger is no stranger to them. There are brothers and sisters out there who survive maybe on just one meal a day. Especially in places like Niger, which is often blighted by famine.
The fasting month has some very important nights, the most holy being the nights of Qadr. Muslims believe 1400 years ago on these very nights, the Holy Quran was revealed in full to Prophet Muhammad. Muslims pray and read the Joshan Kabir, Joshan Sagir, and Mujir, among other prayers. They believe they are more likely to be answered on these nights.
This Ramadan, during Laylat al-Qadr, which is indeed a very holy night, or three very holy nights, I would like to ask God for curing many issues that have happened in the world, such as the wars in countries like Syria, or people losing their jobs in any part of the world. But one personal thing that I would like to ask is for forgiveness, because I think that every person, even if he tries not to commit a sin, is not able to not commit a sin, because we're not mas'oom. We are not unfailable. We are human, and human do mistakes. And if people do mistakes and they regret their mistakes, they do not repeat them. So I think it's a good occasion to ask God for forgiveness and to not repeat those mistakes, and keep the connection to God that you have re-established in the holy month of Ramadan in the first 20 days and in the last 10 days of that month.